Well, they're the same keys as every week. We got to get in our gap, we got to get good support, and we got to tackle well. Swarm the ball. Play our defense.
Coach, things that you guys have not done for years is allow the runs and the big plays, and yet they've been happening. Is that surprising to you, and what's going to happen there?
Well, we've got to make sure that we get back to our fundamentals. We've gotten away from those too far. That's on me. And we're leaving too many windows, and we're getting hit in some of those windows, and we're going to close them up.
Does one lead to the other when you don't stop the run? Could that then lead to big pass plays?
No, I don't think. I think we're just we're not getting our fundamentals played the way we need to, and it's biting us.
Coach Dick, when you say fundamentals, do you mean get back to them? Have you guys gotten away from that? Been, I want to say maybe being too exotic to try to make up for deficiencies you find elsewhere. Is that what you mean?
Well,
or
do
you just mean
no,
tackling the guy in front of you?
That isn't what I mean, but that's what you said. In defense, you got to be where you're supposed to be and see what you're supposed to see. And in that regard, obviously, we're not doing that consistently enough because we are giving up big plays. And, you know, we don't have the luxury of going to hindsight. We're looking forward. The guys have had a very good week of practice. We've gone back, quite honest with you, to page one. And you're going to see an improved defense.
Coach, when guys get out of position, is that usually a function of them trying to make a play and I don't want to say freelancing, but not staying in their gap or wherever they're supposed to be?
Well, if I knew exactly why we've been getting out of position, we wouldn't have been getting out of position. But we got to stop getting out of position and get where we're supposed to be and see what we're supposed to see. This plays good, solid, fundamental defense, and we'll play well.
Dick, is this something that just popped up, or have you seen this coming a little bit in the past?
No, I have not seen this coming. There are more bigger plays, but the total numbers were nothing like what I saw. So we're in the lab, we're working on it, and it's got to go away.
Dick, is it almost, you guys have been so good since you returned. I mean, number one 5 times in 10 years, including 11 and 12. You're still 12. As bad as Sunday was, you're still 12th, which, as Ryan said the other day, a lot of teams in the league would probably like to be 12th in defense. Or you feel like maybe you guys are judged differently than some other clubs when it comes to performance on that side of the ball?
Well, the bottom line on that really is we got to keep the score where our guys got a chance to win it. And we clearly did not do that. And as a defense, we're not getting our part of it done when that happens. So it doesn't matter what the numbers are in that regard. We got to keep the game where our guys can win it. And that's going to be our goal. And we've been working on that this week. Been working on it every week, to be honest with you. But the guys have been, I think, sharp this week. And we're going forward. We're looking ahead. We're not looking behind us.
Dick, what's the biggest difference you see in Cam this year?
Well, I think he's just in a regular growth rate. He's been getting stronger every year. I would say from the middle of the season on to the end last year, he played very well. And he continued to do that. And I think he's going to be a good player for a good while.
Dick, sacks are up around the league in general by teams. Anything you can point your finger at to say why?
Why the sacks are up? Well, this is a passing league, and there's a lot of passing going on, and with that, you're at peril for a few more sacks. That would be my answer. I think if you look at it statistically, there's going to be more passing this year probably, and the recent trend has been to throw. This is a throwing league, so I think the sack numbers are probably going to go up.
Dick, during his presser on Tuesday, Mike was asked if he still had full confidence in you, and he said he did. How do you react to the fact that those questions are asked and that what Mike had to say?
Well, I'd rather the situation not be where that type of question comes up. But, you know, we're all in this together. We play bad. We all have a bad game. I certainly take my full ownership to that. We're not going to duck our head. We're not going to tuck our tail. This is a league of competitors. We're going out and compete. That's what we're going to do.
Dick, when you guys have given Jarvis the chance to rush the passer this year, what have you liked and where does he need to improve?
I think Jarvis is, as I said last week, I don't think he's any further ahead nor behind any first-year high-level draft choice or a player that came on to play at a very high level of success for us. You'll be talking about that young man for time to come. He's got a lot of skill, and he's going to continue to grow. And that's how I see it.
How about Jamarco? How's he progressed throughout his rookie season?
Tremendously well. Done everything that we expected of him in terms of running and hitting. And, again, I think he's got a really good future in the NFL.
Dick, what situation leads you to use the quarters package as opposed to a nickel or dime or any other coin for that?
Well, the situation that evolved into that mostly was getting Larry Foote hurt in the first game. And Larry's always been our third down backer, and he wasn't going to be there for a while. So we went to the quarters package, which we have done in the past. Troy had good experience. It gave us the most veteran team that we could have out there.
And Shamarco's that extra.
Well, we obviously liked him. We drafted him, and I thought he did a good job in the preseason, and I think he's one of our better players to have in there.